And so the mindset shift here is to take the pressure off yourself to tap into the vortex or frequency with your dreams and start taking a clear look at this as a process that you can get to know and control to some extent. Welcome to Wealthy and Aligned by Human Design, the podcast dedicated to helping you use human design in your business from the ground up. You have everything you need right now to start serving the world with immense value and get paid to do it. In this podcast, I teach you how. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. So today's episode's really fun. We're going to be talking about manifestation. And I think this is such a powerful topic because online controversy refers to manifestation as woo, or as for some energy types and not for others. But I have a different take and I'm going to share it with you all here today because the truth is you can absolutely manifest no matter what your energy type. In fact, human design makes it so much easier to call in the life, the things, the places, the travel that we want, right? And I've been saying this over the last 3 years in this podcast. Manifestation is for us all. But before we get into that, I have an exciting announcement. Okay. The Alignment Academy is ready to welcome you in. So the Alignment Academy is an online private community and resource center where we are bringing you inside the movement that is using human design, the gene keys, and universal law to build our businesses. I created this space to fill a need I see in the industry. You'll be able to connect with like-minded women who are learning how to actually use human design in their business, make more money with authenticity and ease, and achieve higher levels of success and growth, all being made available in the most accessible way on the internet. There are no applications, no sales calls, no high ticket price tag. So you can go ahead and check the Alignment Academy out in the show notes if that's all you needed to hear. This podcast is a good, fun one with lots of takeaways. And if you stay to the end, I'll go over more details on how you can take massive action towards your goals. Okay, so let's get into it. Manifestation is something we do all of the time. And we think we're doing it wrong if this process feels anything other than effortless, right? Like we think, oh, manifesting, it's something that happens very easily and naturally and effortlessly. But really, that's not true. To be a co-creator on the 3D plane, we have to realize that what we have to embrace is the most uncomfortable things in our life to realize more of the life we actually want, right? We get to learn how to teach ourselves to find comfort in the uncomfortable through our manifestation process, right? Because if it were available to us right now, it would be comfortable and easy and we would have it. So walking through that fear with courage and bravery allows us to just keep going because we're making ourselves comfortable, up-leveling our nervous system, which sooner or later becomes comfortable. So the work here is to feel fear on our way to achieving something that we want and take action anyway, right? So I talk to women who find my work and want to get my support in their business because they say that they've been sitting too much in the feminine energetics of manifestation in business, right? They see now that they want to start seeing more predictable income months and they realize at some point that the masculine, the doing, the planning, the strategy needs to be balanced with the feminine, right? The receiving, the creative flow. And after digging in a little bit, I always find that what's been happening in these women's businesses is they've been sitting in the hoping and praying part of manifestation way more than in the action and strategy and roadmap aspect of manifestation. And it requires both in a balanced way. Manifestation is a result of our intentional effort and awareness. It takes focus to find our manifestation process, and it's not necessarily a spiritual thing to manifest. I mean, it can be considered that. I definitely consider it. I think it's so much fun. It's this co-creation with the unseen, and it's moving into faith and belief and then backing up my faith and belief with my actions, right? But really, it's our birthright to experience what we want in our life, just like breathing oxygen is. When we try to identify our manifestation process as only magic and spiritual, we keep ourselves in the esoteric. We're not bringing anything out of the ethers into real life 3D. And that keeps it as something that we have to put pressure on ourselves to keep our vibe high, like really, really focus on what is our frequency and our vibration. And in those ways, we give our control away. And so the mindset shift here is to take the pressure off yourself to tap into the vortex or frequency with your dreams and start taking a clear look at this as a process that you can get to know and control to some extent. Once we have come to find our unique manifestation process, then we must stay in the continual work to evolve and hold it. So when I manifested my first $22,000 week, what I didn't realize then was that came after using a process. And then every milestone from then on in my business, I was able to refine and hone in what exact decisions and actions and new beliefs really created that result for me. And when my family came back, that came after a process I went in. And after all of these years refining this process and helping my clients step into their process, right? Not as a way of bypassing work or to get out of facing fears, but as a way to empower the next action and next decision from a higher level of self-worth, we've been able to see continued results, higher and higher levels of quantum shifts or surpassing income plateaus. Manifestation, I just want to make very clear, is not just for manifestors. It's not just for manifesting generators. Manifestation is for everyone. We are all creating something all of the time, right? It just looks a little bit different for each one of us. And I've seen some commonalities amongst the students that we have of all energy types. So what I want to do today is I want to go into what those common traits are and hopefully give you some inside intel on how it works for you. Now, in the community, we have a manifestation challenge that has worked for every single person who uses it. So I'm going to dive into a little bit of that here today as well. So manifestation is the realizing of what was otherwise invisible to the naked eyes. Okay, so meaning that to manifest something, all you're doing is becoming aware of its existence in real life. So it's already there. It's already yours. Your manifestation process is just making it visible to your senses. So it's something you're no longer thinking or desiring for, it's now the thing you see as the natural next step, the natural unfolding of your life. So using that definition, we can infer that to manifest is to become conscious, is to become aware, right? We're up-leveling our conscious awareness into the expanded senses that allow us to realize what we desire just through our up-leveled decisions and actions. Now, I'm going to break this down. Stay with me. So we can all think of a time where we manifested something, meaning, you know, something happened in our lives that we had been wanting to experience, and we suddenly become aware of it as real in our lives. And I want you to just look around your life right now. Where are you in the real life manifestation of something that you desired 12 months ago, right? I look around my life and I think, oh my gosh, I had no idea that I was becoming aware of what I was capable of, what my family is capable of, what our journey has brought us to. I had no idea I was creating that with my manifestation process over these last 12 months. Most of us aren't aware of our process. We just have something that we didn't have before, right? Like, oh my gosh, the family's all of a sudden all back, or oh my gosh, I have a $22,000 week. I had no idea that was coming. I wanted it, but now I have it. How did that happen? And because we can't really say how it happened, we tend to call it magic or woo, or, you know, we were saying the right mantras or we were in the right frequency. But what is really happening is you are raising your level of consciousness to now become aware of its existence, that thing's existence. It's the process of energetic availability to higher levels of decisions and actions to manifest, right? When we're thinking about, okay, our highest self in 12 months from now, who does she need to be? What decisions and actions is she taking in this manifestation process that reveals that life for her? But how does human design help with this process? And if it does, then how can I learn my own process? Well, contrary to what's going on out there, I believe, because I have seen it in all ways, how using human design and the gene keys inside our manifestation process makes our co-creation of what we want in our lives so much easier. So the easiest way to start recognizing your own process is to look at how you interact with the energy of universal intelligence. So this just means how you expand your conscious awareness. What wakes you up to the life you desire? And we do that by becoming aware first of our decisions and our actions. So all of the decisions and actions that we take come from this energetic capacity that we have in our aura, the energetic capacity around our belief systems, our thought patterns, our self-worth energy. We take actions from decisions based on how we have been raised to operate, which is the mind. And then we wonder why our lives keep repeating the same patterns over and over, and the things we want seem like the things we need to work hard for or earn. And some of the things that we have achieved in our life have come from hard work. You know, one of the things that we're talking about all the time over here in these rooms is hustling is not hard work. Hard work can be, you know what, I have to sit down and write a podcast, or I have to sit down and write a webinar or create these social posts, and I'm having trouble focusing. I'm really needing to discipline my mind here. Like, we all have a different range, but it doesn't necessarily have to be we have to work hard or earn what we want to create in our lives. And we can start changing our belief systems simply by recognizing where we make decisions from. Like, I'll give you an example. I have always been in scarcity. Like, when I started doing this work and looked all back at my decisions and my actions and where my self-worth had lied, I was like, oh my gosh. I came from a home where my dad rewarded or punished me with money. Like, I got money for good grades. If I did something good at the house, he would give me $20 to go get dinner for myself or something like that. And I even saw him with waitresses. If he would say, like, oh, she did a great job, so I'm going to give her extra money. And he would also say, I'm not giving her money because I didn't like the way she served my food or whatever. It was just very judgmental. So I had a life filled with all sorts of real life experiences of lack and not enough. And that I made that mean that I was good or bad depending on the dollar amount in my account, which you can see how that would play out into my actions and decisions. Like, I would make actions and decisions based on, am I a good person or feel like a good person, or am I not, right? So the law of attraction was responding to me with whether I believed I was a good person or a bad person. And that's because I was taking actions and making decisions from a belief of not enough more often than not. In fact, that was how I ran my whole life until I found this experiment. And that's when I realized I was basing my response, my strategy to respond, on not having or having money, basically saying I'm worthy or I'm not worthy. And that was producing a life where I never had money to do what I wanted to do, or I would just have enough and I would just keep looping on that programming. So it wasn't until I found the human design experiment that I realized the true way of, like, rewiring our nervous system into a higher energetic capacity was to make decisions and take actions not based on anything other than what my sacral authority led me to, which scared the crap out of me. It was when I really got super clear on what my authority felt like in, you know, circumstances that challenged me, that made me afraid, that I was able to put a stop once and for all to these chaotic decisions that were being made according to this old belief. Right? So that was when my manifestation process revealed itself to me. And that's when it became easy, effortless, and in no way something I had to earn or be good for, right? And then with every single energy type over the last 4 years, that allowed me to see that we all have a way of using our decision-making process as the front door to higher and higher levels of manifestation experiences. That using our decisions allow for a deeper connection to the law of attraction, and it increases our level of consciousness to be a match for the things we desire in the most reliable way. Like that $22,000 week, it's obvious that I had rewired and gotten myself to the belief of I am in deserving of this because I've been able to maintain it, right? Now, the law of attraction is invoked to higher and higher levels, right? And I imagine the frequency of the law of attraction, right? If you're living in a life that you're like, oh, I'm not making any sales this month and I only made $5,000, and how is that going to pay my bills? Well, if you want to invoke the law of attraction to a higher level, then you have to deeply look at your next decision and your next action and move into alignment with where you want to be from that, not from where you've been. Because action is the language of the 3D, right? We show the universe that we are a match for what we want by the way we act, right? Our actions prove our inherent self-worth, our deservability. And we always get what we want when we act as if we already know we are getting it, right? Like when I launched the first program I ever launched, I knew that following my decisions and taking action in stretching myself, and that was when I had to hire a VA to help me with the tech platform. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford it, but I knew my process so well that I knew all I had to do was show up, open the door. And my goal at that time was 25,000. I ended up making like 30 grand. And I remember I even got COVID at the time that the cart was open. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, like it's really requiring me to relax and trust here big time. Manifestation gets a bad rap when it's just based off of magic, as if belief and faith and trust and emotional neutrality is magic, right? So we make it something we can't control, but really, we have a process and we can get to know that process and how it works and make this magic predictable. And once it's predictable, we then call it up-leveling, right? Quantum shifts, knowing. And that's how we can move out of desperation and into this expectation energy based on trust. So let me break down how each energy type can begin a manifestation process. Now, I'm also going to point out some common limiting beliefs that run for each one and give you an up-leveled way of rewiring that belief system. I'm also going to tell you how to activate the law of attraction just by using your human design chart. So let's start with reflectors. Now, I have seen the most abundance come to my reflector clients. And what I've learned from my own experience is that non-sacral beings, the one without that sacral fire, have the easiest time up-leveling their manifestation consciousness, because as a society, we have been programmed to think that we have to work hard, like physical labor, and earn what we receive. And these beings literally just have to recognize who they are not. So that's kind of hard, right? That's where the work is. These beings have to start acting like the energetic blueprint, and the things that they want manifest way faster. Reflectors just need to get clear on what they want to call in, take their time soaking up information, education, environments, exposing themselves to different people, like the people that have the thing you want. Just exposing yourself to what life could look and feel like after having this manifestation, and then clean up boundaries. Right? Clean up the environments, clean up your workload, offload, delegate, make space for the aligned desire to make its way through. So this is going to require you to say no more than you say yes. You'll see a theme as we go through these energy types. Saying no more than yes really clears the aura up for your aligned yeses. So remove those toxic people, delegate, get rid of the low frequency habits, clear the aura space up, and get lots of rest, because you are going to be given your next decision and your next action, and you need to be rested up so you can see it and move on it. So basically, just relax and stop trying to hold everything together. So a common limiting belief here, and this is not just for reflectors, this could be for you, see what applies for you. But the common theme here for non-sacrals and reflectors is I have to keep up. I have to do something or it's just not going to work. I have to be something different than who I am, right? It's unacceptable for me to be who I am. And to that, all I would say is, what if you didn't? If things are already not going as good as you'd like them to go, why not let go for a bit and see what happens? I had one client who she had to take like a sabbatical from her business. She was so burnt out and she was so afraid to do this sabbatical. And one of her months, I can't remember if it was like 2 months later or 3 months later, she had a six-figure month from passive income, okay? It's the thing that you're most afraid to do, right? She was most afraid to be like, I'm going to take a sabbatical from my business and the whole world tells me I have to be showing up online six times a day, right? Now, manifestors, you have a powerful aura. You have the energy to initiate and take the action and go. So it's important for you to use this aura to inform out loud. And I always recommend in an emotionally emphasized tone to say exactly what you want. And you can do it in the mirror. You can do it with your team, your partner, whoever it might affect in your life. You just say, like, if you're calling in for clients, you say, I am calling in four clients at $10,000 a month, right? And did you hear my tone? There's some passion and enthusiasm there. And then follow the support you get, right? If people fall away, good, let them. If you all of a sudden see some people come into your DMs or a VA starts to contact you offering her services or your partner's like, hey, do you want to go here? And then you end up finding a client there. Like, you just never know. Allow that support to find you and remember to follow your body. So you have to get rest when it's time because it takes a lot of energy to initiate. And once you do that work of initiating, then the support can kind of take over and your job is to go into rest and recoup, right? So again, we got to remove the people or environments that are not supporting where you're desiring to go. So some common limiting beliefs here are I'm too much, it's too much, it's illogical, there's no way, or I have to do it all, or I have to earn it. It's not that easy. So my favorite example of this is my client, Danielle. She came to our community and she was desperate to see her $20,000 month. So it's like her highest paid month. That was her big goal. But what she thought would work was the exact opposite of what did. So she thought that she would have to keep hustling. Like I have to take all my sales calls. I have to keep going, even though she was coming down with, like, she was getting sick. She was burning herself out. And she was so used to working so hard that she wasn't seeing that working hard was actually repelling the support of money. And what she was doing was saying to the universe, you know, energetically, I don't trust my energy to guide me to exactly how to receive, right? So she was out of balance. She was more in the masculine and not trusting that she had done enough initiating in order to receive. So she was telling the law of attraction that she wasn't an energetic fit for her goals because her actions were causing burnout and making her unavailable for the result of having that income. And it was resting and recouping that closed her sales. And it was the most counterintuitive thing she had ever done to manifest her $20,000 month. It was harder work for her to stop and rest than it was to keep hustling, right? That's where I bring in the facing the thing you are most afraid of. That is the hard work. It's not the physical labor. It's not the trading time for money. It's, oh man, I have to be who I'm energetically designed to be. And that just feels really uncomfortable. And that's why I say it's a trust muscle we're building. And she came to me with all these leads and she had a solid working offer. And she was so shocked when I told her, okay, the next best strategy is to rest, recoup, and trust, right? Move into peace. But with the support of the community, she was able to see her highest cash month at a time when her body got exactly what it needed. So I coached her how to use her strategy of informing. And after she did, she cashed in, right? You can't argue with the results. It's really that simple. Now, every energy type, I'm going to throw this in here, It's really about moving back into your alignment theme. So it's important to be aware of what your alignment theme feels like in your body, what your thoughts are doing when your alignment theme is strong, what your emotional state is. Moving into your alignment theme will be how your manifestations find you much sooner. Now, generators have a running theme where they tend to people please with their decisions and their actions, and that makes them unavailable for the elevated awareness, right? So when you're doing everything based on others, what you're doing is you're taking up space in your aura for other people's manifestations, and you're making yourself unavailable for your own. So you're devaluing what it is that you want for your own life. And a common limiting belief for you is, I have to make it happen. If I don't make it happen, no one will make it happen. So I have to force this to happen. Or I have to do what everyone else wants to get what I want. Or if I'm not liked or accepted, I'm not worthy of receiving what I want. So to break that limiting loop and to step into the manifestation, all you have to do is simply stop doing the things that are draining you for other people so that you can create the room for the things that you actually want. And yes, that might mean cashing in the PTO that you're scared to use, right? Or hiring the babysitter you don't think you can afford, or hiring the VA or the assistant to post on your social media for you. Like, the work for you is to say no more than you say yes and respond your way through life, not forcing your way into decisions and actions that come through. And I get a lot of questions on, you know, generators and MGs. They'll come to me and say, oh, I have to wait to respond. And they act like it's like a problem. And that always tells me that their nervous system is acclimated to do. And when we really break it down, we find out what they're doing is everything for other people. So let's bust that pattern. Find one thing to say no to today, right? Get really clear. Okay, that's not going to lead me where I want to go. That's a no. Get comfortable responding, not initiating, and start upholding your boundaries, right? Making it a non-negotiable around what you are and are not available for. Now, manifesting generators, we need to do the same. And I'll add here too that I've also had amazing results with my MGs when we use the manifestor strategy alongside the generator style. And then we accompany that with allowing ourselves to be spontaneous and in the moment for our next decision and action that fuels this momentum of fire. And as an MG, I myself get hung up here with my past conditioning. And this is like, it shows up like, okay, I have to do everything a certain way, or I worry about looking like a flake to others. But every single time I follow my passion and just do this thing that seems super illogical to everyone else, I see higher cash days. I find my manifestation quicker, and that tells me that my energy really is guiding me to the most efficient way to manifest exactly what I want. And more often than not, it's always something that's even better than what I called in. Like, I remember thinking, if Noah would just come help me with this tech and this business. And what did I end up getting? An entire family that helps me. When we respond to what the universe is bringing us instead of forcing our way into what we think is logical and move into action with each next step, we quantum leap our results every single time because it's the illogical that works. And we have to stop being available for everyone. So do you see a theme? Saying no more than you say yes. And we just have to make ourselves more available for what we love more of the time. Now, projectors, this is another case of believing that hard work and burnout will be the how they achieve the thing they want. It's completely counterintuitive when I say to a projector, we really do need to wait for the invitation. Like, you've done enough. It's time to wait. Let's see where the universe wants to take you next. Or they come to me and they believe that they don't have the energy to do what it takes. Like, I just don't have the energy. And even energetically, there's no energy for me to do what I need to do. Not trusting that if you needed something different in your chart, it would be different. You have the ability to just lean into your success theme and wait for the aligned invitation to know your next power move, because your energy is reserved for those power moves. It's not going to take much. We had a projector in our community who she just can't get over the fact that doing less and waiting more, right? Instead of working 9 to 5 every day, trying to keep up with some regimented way of doing business, was how she saw more clients wanting to pay her. She just told us that she signed another client without this lengthy sales process, a total pay in full client that she said landed in her lap, all because she stopped doing and started undoing. Your awareness is expanding into the new normal where you are only required to take action by showing up in your most genius self, right? Putting on display what you are a master at. And by putting what you are successful at on display, you are naturally attracting the opportunities that will fuel your manifestation process. So one simple thing you can do today to start manifesting is to start getting consistent with your decisions and actions and really clean up those invitations, right? Start saying no to being anything other than who you are energetically and become available for the next decision and action that the universe brings your way. So lean into the one, that one decision, that one, I'm afraid to slow down here, that one thing that you're most afraid to take action on, and just see how courage and bravery becomes the path to higher levels of consciousness for you. We can use our manifestation process in our business. Like I talk about it all the time. We can use it in all areas of our life. In fact, using it in business is the most fun part to me. And as we strengthen this trust muscle, business becomes a game we can count on winning. I love using my process for launches and marketing campaigns. I write out what I want. I write out why I want it. So this sets my intention. And then I follow all the decisions and actions that are brought to me, paying close attention to the ones that push my fear edges. And I always know I'm on the right path when the fear shows up in any way. That's like my guiding light. And I allow my spark to lead into my next step. It's like this fear feels exciting, but it also feels like, oh man, where am I going? I've never been there before. And the reason I have such immense growth so quickly is because I don't pay attention to how anyone else does success. I only pay attention to my way. Now, aside from your energy type, you also need to be moving into consistent decision-making with your authority. And inside the Alignment Academy, we tell you exactly how to do that. And with our support, we help guide you into the trust that it takes to build this new muscle, right? For some of us who have been operating in the masculine our whole lives before we find out like, wait, that's not how it's all going to happen. We can only get to a certain level doing that. We need to start getting comfortable trusting that the feminine aspect of us needs to come out and play more often. And for those who have been too feminine and waiting, hoping, and praying, we realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to have to start taking action and making decisions that are really going to stretch me. Because it's easy to say you're following your authority when the result isn't something you're deeply yearning for, right? It's easy to make decisions like where to eat, who to hang out with, et cetera, right? It's harder and requires more support to make the decisions and take the actions that stretch you and push your limits. So we have a manifestation process inside the Alignment Academy that outlines how each energy type manifests at least $1,000 in a week. Yes. And it's unlocked day one inside this community. I put it inside with lots of organized, straightforward video. I'm all about efficiency with the worksheets that matter, the content that matters, so you can get started right away building your trust muscle and seeing how your process unfolds at every level, at your $1,000 level, at your $10,000 level. I give you inside information on how to work with main universal law energetic so you feel supported in your co-creation process as you're building your trust muscle to keep going. That's where we want to stay. We want to keep going. Use this as momentum to go higher and higher. And inside, you're going to receive the exact steps to take when manifesting money using your human design. So you can be empowered around working with alignment, right? And then get to watch it play out. So I had one client tell me that she manifested over $8,600 for an emergency ER bill that she didn't have. She didn't have the funds for it. Just by using this process, she saw $8,600 come in. So the $1,000 in 7 days challenge, like I said, it's inside the Alignment Academy, and it breaks down the exact manifestation process that we use inside our high ticket containers. And I outline the parts of your human design chart that facilitate your manifestation process also. That way, manifestation is no longer something that happens to you. You become the empowered co-creator. It's our duty to learn our manifestation process, because as we become more evolved in creating what we want for our lives, we expand the possibility of creation for all of the universe, right? Including the people we are meant to impact in our little vortex. We would have not been given the opportunity to create if it wasn't meant for us in every way. Inside the Alignment Academy, we are all sharing how our manifestation process allows us to clear higher cash days, right? We're making illogical results logical just by allowing our energy to work with universal law. Now, there are so many nuances to this process, but literally just try one decision today and see what happens. So we had one projector make a very uncomfortable decision that required her to say no to something that she would normally say yes to, and she closed a $20,000 deal. Another manifesting generator client did the uncomfortable thing and hired a team member, and she was offered a $25,000 contract that very next week. One generator raised her prices, and she thought there is no way her clients would keep coming, and she not only closed a pay in full client, but she was offered a $15,000 corporate contract. Manifestation is the thing we can start becoming powerful with, and the results we see using the process outlined in the Alignment Academy allows for each energy type to realize that power with every decision and action. It is when we start acting from a place of deservingness and take aligned actions, moving from the balanced feminine and masculine, you know, not sacrificing one for the other, that we see our manifestations become realized. All right, the Alignment Academy is officially open. This is our online private community and resource center where we are bringing you inside the movement that is using human design, the gene keys, and universal law to build our businesses. You'll be able to connect with like-minded women who are all learning how to actually use human design in their business, make more money with authenticity and ease, and achieve higher levels of success and growth, all being made available in the most accessible way on the internet. There's no applications, no calls, and no high ticket price tag. So here's some information on what you can expect inside. Now, I have put everything I've learned going from zero to 3 million plus in sales inside the Alignment Academy. So whether you're just getting started or you're in full growth mode, the Alignment Academy has everything you need to bring your human design alignment into your business for more money, more authentically. Now, there's multiple different facets of this. So you have a community element inside of the Academy, which is where all the members hang out as a private paying members only community of people that are using their human design, grow their business. And then you also have access to our in-depth trainings, over 100 classes in every way that we've used human design to fuel our marketing, our sales, how we make decisions, creating offers, and all that you would need to get to six and even seven figures. Now, also inside of the Alignment Academy, we will be hosting multiple live trainings and coaching sessions that up until now have only been available in my high ticket coaching programs. I literally cannot express how excited I am for this, because the best part of my world has always been the behind the scenes communities where each soul is able to really expand into what is possible through one another. We have something here for everybody. Now, a big factor to us doing this big launch and basically giving everything away is because we are competing in the school games. And if you're not familiar, it is currently the largest competition for online business owners who are competing to build the best communities by the end of April. Now, we're putting our hat in the ring because this is an excellent opportunity to really put using human design for business and wealth building on the map. We need a place in the top 10 amongst hundreds of other businesses. And in order to demonstrate the power of human design, we need your help spreading the word and inviting your friends. And to celebrate this amazing launch, we're giving everyone access to the best affiliate program we've ever seen on the internet or ever launched ourselves. So for every friend that you refer, we will pay you 100% of their first month's payment. And that's up to $222 per person that you refer to the group with no limit. Now, there are more details inside, but this is an awesome opportunity that we really just wanted to include for everyone so that you can start receiving abundance by just simply spreading alignment to more people. Now, this pricing and referral program is good until April 30th, and it works like Audible. Month-to-month access, no commitment, but the longer you stay, the more content you unlock. So click the link in the show notes, check out the community, and join us before enrollment closes, and I will see you on the inside. All right, everybody, until next week, cheers to staying wealthy through alignment.